Welcome to The Prefect Perspective. I'm your host Erin, and today we're going to be talking about feminism in honour of Women's History Month. I'm joined by our head girl Sophie.
Hi.
And our deputy head Amy.
Hiya.
We're just going to be chatting a bit about what feminism means and then giving you some recommendations. Just a note that we're only going to really be talking about books or Instagram accounts that we ourselves have read or followed, as we can't really comment on how good something is if we don't know that much about it. So if you think of something that we haven't mentioned or anything, that's probably why. So should we get started on what feminism means? So I feel like obviously there's that whole misconception that feminism is about women being like above men, which of course just isn't true. Like if you look up the definition of feminism, it's literally the equality of the sexes. And it does focus on the advocacy of women's rights.
But that is because women are often below men when it comes to gender equality.
Yeah, the women's rights are lagging behind. Yeah. And I think it's like important to say that feminism isn't just about like improving the lives of women, it's also of men. So it's bringing up women to the same level men are on in some cases, but then in other cases, so one that's talked about a lot is like kind of emotional support in a way.
Yeah,
is bringing men up to the level that women have. So it's not just advancing women. That's what's talked about most because that is kind of the most obvious issue, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
the more widespread one.
Yeah.
And then it's so important that when we talk about feminism, that we're making sure it's intersectional and it's about all women, not just white women, not just straight women, mm-hmm. etc. So if you don't know what intersectional feminism is, it's basically acknowledging that different people from different backgrounds or different races, sexuality, etc., experience different degrees of sexism. So it's just about recognizing that and making sure that your feminism includes recognition that different people need more advocation, almost.
Yeah. And that people experience different issues, and just because you're a woman, you don't experience that issue doesn't mean that you shouldn't kind of advocate for it in your feminism.
Like,
you have to remember that everyone has completely different experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we definitely need to acknowledge that, exactly what Sophie said, that just because you don't experience an issue in your view of feminism, that doesn't mean that it isn't important. So we need to think on a global scale, what can we do to improve the movement for everyone?
Yeah. I also think it's important to recognise that everyone's sort of growing with their feminism. There's no such thing as the perfect feminist. Everyone's got growth to make, things to learn to make their feminism more intersectional and more inclusive.
Yeah, definitely.
So often people are like, okay, well, I hear about all these issues, but is there anything I can do about them? Often people are like, well, me speaking out isn't going to make that much of a change. But if everyone speaks out, or calls people out around them, if someone says a sexist joke or whatever, then if everyone does that, then it does actually make such a big difference.
Yeah, I think calling people out is such a big thing, because if at the really low level sexism, if you call people out and be like, no, that's not okay, then it doesn't progress into the more harmful levels. So if you're with your friends and one of them makes a sexist joke and everyone's like, oh, haha, that's funny, you need to be like, well, no, it's not actually. Because if you stop it at that level, then it's not going to progress into something that is more damaging.
Definitely. I think some people in that kind of context might make that joke and they don't even realise the impact that their words have and what they're saying. So if you explain it to them and you let them know, look, that's not on, and you kind of explain why and how it makes you feel, then you're going to be changing how they speak and how they speak to other people.
And I think it will also make people more aware of it. Because I think when people make these jokes, they don't really think about it. It's just oh, that was funny. Mm. But if you actually say, well, no, it's not, it might make them think twice about it, because it might have just been something they'd never really considered before.
Yeah, it's just so important to get the conversations started.
Yeah. Mm. Also, this kind of ties into it, but standing up for yourself, it is hard when you're in a big group of people to say to someone, actually, no, that's not on. But it's so important that you do, and just being like, you know what's right, you know what is acceptable and what's not, and you kind of just have to stand up for yourself in that respect. And it can be difficult if you don't want to be like the boring person being like, no, you can't do this. But it's just so important that you do, yeah, just stand up for yourself and stand up for what you know is right.
Yeah, I also think it's important to try and stay up to date on what's happening around the world. Like, obviously, if you're in the right mindset to do so, if the news is becoming too much at any point or whatever, then make sure you're taking a step back for your mental health and prioritizing that. But if you are in the right mindset to do so, then it is important to keep up with what's going on. And there's always loads of petitions you can sign, places you can donate and stuff, which like they do have such a big impact.
And I think you can include your friends in that as well, like you kind of learning more about these issues, you can then share that with your friends and you can have conversations about it. I know that me and my friends have been having a lot more of that this year, and it's really good to get the conversation going between you. You can have a discussion, and that's been really good.
Yeah, and that's a really good way of finding things out, because it's quite like a safe place where you can just talk about things, and things that you didn't even realize your friends experienced. Yeah, good way of learning new things.
So should we move on to some book recommendations now?
Yeah.
So I'll start this off with this book that, like, you don't really see much about it, but it's such a good book. It's called Invisible Woman by Caroline Criado Perez, and it's all about, like, I hadn't even heard of this, but it's all about the gender data gap. So everyone has heard of the gender pay gap, but like I didn't even realize there was such a thing as a gender data gap. It goes into detail about it, and like it has such a massive impact on women in all different like parts of life. So just in general lifestyle, or in the workplace, or like in a medical setting. And it's just really eye-opening, things that you never even realize.
Yeah, that does sound really interesting. Another book that I've read and really enjoyed is called Outspoken, and it's a book of speeches by inspirational women. It's compiled by Deborah Kulin. And I know that sounds quite boring, but it's so interesting. And I mean, there are a couple of speeches that might not interest you and you just don't have to read them. But basically, it's speeches that women across the world from all walks of life have made. I really enjoyed basically just reading about, like, they're really powerful speeches, and yeah, it's just really inspiring to kind of read about what these women have kind of achieved and what they're standing up for, and it is so good. I'd also recommend Becoming by Michelle Obama. So that's her autobiography, and you know, everyone knows Michelle Obama as the first lady who, you know, I think we can all agree that she's achieved some great stuff, but it's only when you read her book you realize just how much she has achieved. So she came from like quite a deprived background, but then went into one of America's top law schools, having been told she was never really going to amount to anything. She had a whole incredible career, and then she became first lady, and it's written so well, so it's really easy to read, really accessible and just really enjoyable. And it's such an interesting insight into someone's life, and you know, she's an incredibly successful woman, and it's just really interesting to kind of see where she's come from and how she's achieved that. And it's also really nice. She talks about kind of her relationships with her family. She's clearly like a very family person, really close to her parents and her brother. And it's just really nice to kind of read about that.
You can also get that. And she's narrated the audiobook version of that. So if you're not a big reader, maybe the audiobook is something you'd be more interested in.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
So then another book that I read recently was We Should All Be Feminists by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. So this is a really short book, so it's quite small. It's only like 50 pages, maybe not even that. It's adapted from a TED talk that she gave, and so you could also watch the TED talk instead. And it just talks about sort of misconceptions around feminism, specifically in Nigerian culture for her, and just the way feminism is sort of viewed in a lot of people's minds. I think that's just a really interesting read. And then a fiction recommendation. So you've probably heard of Moxie. It's just come out as a film on Netflix, but it's also a book by Jennifer Mathieu. You watch it or you read it and you feel like, I want to go protesting, I want to make a big change. It's a really sort of empowering thing to read or watch, I find. I don't know if you guys have read or watched it.
No, I've not, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, it's definitely on my list to read and watch.
Okay, so then moving on to some Instagram accounts. So we did mention quite a few feminist Instagram accounts last year on the March podcast from last year, such as like Jamila Jamil, I Weigh, etc. So make sure you have to listen to that as well. But then a couple more that we found. So there's at Our Streets Now, which you might have heard of, which is especially relevant at the moment given all the recent events. But it's a campaign to end public sexual harassment. But it's just such a good account to follow. It shares so much information and like statistics and things. It shares loads of different people speaking, like giving that, telling their stories or what they're doing. It shares loads of things that you can do, such as like good petitions to sign, template emails that you can send to like your MP or something, places to donate. It's just a really good account to follow to sort of stay in the know. And we want to end public sexual harassment, so you can also follow along their journey with that.
Another really good account to follow is at Feminists. So I'm sure most of you have heard of the book Feminists Don't Wear Pink and Other Lies. So the account's run by that author, and there's also a podcast. So there's a little book and podcast recommendation for you. But really the Instagram account's full of inspirational quotes, but also inspirational women and their stories. And again, it's got things that you can do and yeah, just to learn more about it. So it's a great account to follow.
So I'll put any books or Instagram accounts that we mentioned in the description box for you to look at. This is actually the last podcast episode that I'll be making, as after Easter, we're going to be passing on everything to the new prefect team. I just wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone who's listened to any of these episodes. It's meant a lot, and I know that I've really enjoyed making them and our whole team has had so much fun. So yeah, I really hope you've enjoyed listening, and for the last time, bye for now.
Bye.